Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. I'm not gaining traction like I'm expecting to gain traction. I'm just kind of stuck and kind of a little sluggish. So I want to encourage you guys on these three things. What are you watching right now? So what are you paying attention to? Like, okay. And then what are you listening to? So are you listening to something encouraging? Something that's motivating? Something that aligns with your goals and your actions? Are you watching somebody that you would like to see become or an area where you want to go? You see, and what are you saying with other people that may not be on the same frequency as you? Maybe they're talking a different talk, and because they're talking a different talk, now you're talking a different talk. You see, because all of these different things set perceptions, and then they ultimately start dictating your results and your actions. And that's why this is super key. And I want to encourage you guys. So let's talk about how do we move? Because I think we understand why discipline is important. Because look, a lot of times people focus on impulse. They make decisions impulsively and not through discipline. So like, it's like eating. It's like, okay, I'm on a diet. There's a chocolate cake on the countertop. And Pulse is going to say, I want a slice of that cake. I'm going to take a little bit larger size because I want a piece of that cake. That cake is great. But discipline says, you know what? Because I have these goals of what I want to hit at the end of this month, or because I have this daily goal that I'm focused on, I probably shouldn't eat that chocolate cake. Because now you're being more disciplined people, driven people, more proactive. Impulsive people make decisions impulsively all the time. And they don't learn from the impulse decision because they don't have to think about it. It just happens. But see, for a person that is disciplined-minded, oriented, they're thinking about everything that they do. They're being intentional about every decision that they make. Look, I know this conversation is not easy, but you wouldn't have jumped on a call for an easy message. I mean, because each one of you guys here, and most of you, all of you I know pretty much, I know that you have aggressive goals. I know you have areas in your life that you want to achieve and master. And as serious as those things are to achieve, so is the smaller steps that's going to help you. It's like it's going to give you, it's going to help you provide the path, the step-by-step path or stones to walk on to get you where you need to go. But it's hard to get there if you lack the discipline, if you lack the insight, if you lack the willpower to go and do that. And that's why this is so important, is that I want you to shift your mindset from setting large goals. So the goals that you have, a lot of people set them and that's great, but they don't write them down. And that's the difference maker. So it's okay to set goals. But what I want to encourage you guys to do before you get off of here is think about writing your goals down. Once you write them down, then you revisit them every single day. Like I used to have goals. I still have stuff on my mirror. So when I brush my teeth, I know I'm going there every morning. I got to go there every morning. So I'm going to see whatever it is that I want to be challenged for first thing in the morning. It's going to be on that mirror. It's going to be there. Same thing with the refrigerator. We all go to the refrigerator multiple times a day. Why not put your goals there? Small ones. Like I'm talking about super small goals. Like one of the goals, and you guys that's been following me for some time knows, I'm not going to walk past a piece of trash. Like that was a small goal of mine, is that I'm just going to pick up trash wherever I see it. I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to throw it away. That's a small goal. Now, is that important to what I do for a living on face value, on surface value? No, absolutely not. But if I can exercise discipline in picking up trash when nobody else sees and nobody else is watching, then that same principle that I'm using to do something that's very insignificant Now it's super important because now I'm applying the same principle in the things that really matters most to not only my life, but my family, my relationships, and everybody else that I that is under my leadership or follow me on a day-to-day basis. You see, it's these small principles that we're talking about that seem insignificant. It's like, another one is, am I going to walk around the house and leave all the cabinet doors wide open? I don't care if I didn't leave them open, but they should be closed. Am I going to walk around the house and allow all the lights to stay on? No, because you know what? If I cut the light off and I save money there, it's a practice and a principle that I'll apply in my business. If I won't overlook the light switch, then I definitely won't overlook something else that's cost creeping within my costs in my organization and my expenses. You see what I'm saying? If I choose when I go to a public bathroom to wipe around the sink, you know what? I'm going to do those same things at my house. You see, you got to get past thinking about, you know, is it somebody else's responsibility? Because discipline requires you to do things that's not your responsibility. Discipline requires you to do things that is not your responsibility. For those that are taking notes, I want you to write that big. Because as long as you're focusing on what everybody else should be doing, then guess what? You won't do much of anything. But discipline asks you to do something and go a step above outside of what everybody else is doing, even doing some things that is not even your responsibility. Dude, that's huge right there. It's the same thing in a job. If you're in a job, you say, hey, look, I want to advance, man. I want to move up in this company. Well, then start doing some things that are not your responsibility. Start applying the discipline and doing the work and saying, you know what? I know that this is so-and-so's responsibility, but I know it's gonna benefit the company if I get this thing done. I can't allow that to happen because if I allow that to slip by, then I'll allow this to slip by. If I allow that over there to slip by, then I'll definitely allow this to slip by as well. And that's the key, is what I want to drive home today. If you allow one thing to just go on the wayside and you having that conversation saying, I probably should do that, but I'm not going to do it right now. Uh-oh. All right, I'm still here. I had to cut out. The Zoom pop-up came up. Sorry. But anyway, so if you pass, what I want you to understand is if you pass something that's very small and insignificant, please believe me, and you're having that conversation of should I do this or should I not do it, you have the decision to either do it or not. And that's it's those inner conversations that each one of us have on a day-to-day basis. And when we're sitting in our businesses or we're sitting in our homes or we're sitting in front of the TV or wherever we're at, we're able to make that decision on what it is that we want to decide to do within our own lives. Maybe it's you're in a sales business and you got to make a bunch of sales calls. And you say, man, I hate making sales calls. I don't want to make any sales calls. It's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to come off as salesy. You see, when you focus on what a salesperson looks like and what their attributes are and what you heard somebody else form the view of a salesperson, you don't want to be that. Because you focus on what somebody else has said and formulated that opinion in your mind, you don't want to associate with that. But when you create it, and you say, this is what I want. This is what I see it as. This is who I want to be. Then it gives it a whole different meaning and purpose to you. That's the key. And that's what helped me in sales. But these are things that I'm telling you for practically in your own life, is that to separate yourself from what other people are saying, other people's structure, what other people's control they had over your life. And look, this control could come as something that you didn't even realize it was coming. Like just going to a job every day is control. Working a certain time is control. You're following that. That's something that you follow every day. That was your structure, but you had no structure for yourself. And so how do we transition to applying, how do we do these necessary things? So here's a few things that helps me in these areas. Is a morning routine is huge for me. It's huge. So if you don't have a morning routine, look, there's people I mentor said, I'm just not a morning person. I'm just like, who cares? Like, who cares whether you're a morning person or not? Because you know what? Your goals don't care. They don't. They don't care whether you're a morning person or not. And the marketplace, it doesn't care whether you're a morning person or not. It's going to reward you based on value added. And morning routine gives you added value in your life. And you'll say, well, why is that, Nate? Because you get the opportunity to set the course, set your mindset on and inject thoughts that you want to have over your life and for your day before it even gets started. Before anybody else ruins your day, you have the opportunity to encourage yourself and to prepare yourself for what is to come. Do you see what I'm saying? It prepares you for whatever it is to come. And that's what's important. It's now you're being proactive instead of reacting. And most people react to it. They react. And so what I want you to get in the habit of is being more proactive. Disciplined people are more proactive people. They're thinking about things before they happen. They're making decisions on things before they happen. They're not being impulsive. They're thinking about it before it happens. So I want to encourage you guys. Morning routine is super important. Is that because you can sit there, you can meditate, you can choose to read whatever material you want. Because now you're seeing that stuff, you're reading it, and you're applying it to your life. You're preparing yourself for what is to come. It's like you can't go out and play basketball if you haven't warmed up yet. What happens if you're 50 years old and you want to go play basketball with a bunch of 18-year-olds and say, I'm not warming up. I'm just going to get out there and get it done. Well, you're about to get hurt. And a lot of y'all getting hurt in your business and your goals, you're on the wrong side of them. Because you're not even preparing yourself. You're going there, not prepared, don't have the proper thinking, and you're going in there trying to win. And it's beating you down. And your confidence is already low. So morning routine is super important. Next thing is to write down promptings. Ask yourself questions on a day-to-day basis. Ask yourself the question, how am I doing today? Where am I at? Am I on target? How's my attitude today? You see, all of these, you can ask yourself these personal questions. Am I achieving? Am I getting the things done that I set out to get done? What up? Am I doing these things in order to, where am I at right now? These are questions that you ask yourself. You don't wait for somebody else to ask them. You ask them yourself. Don't wait for a circumstance to come up to say, oh, I probably should pivot now. Ask yourself those questions right now. These are promptings. Also, the next things I would encourage you to do is whatever large goals you have, what I want you to work on is backing them down to weekly. What are things I need to do weekly to achieve to get toward those goals? And those weekly things that you're writing down, I want you to remind yourself, put them in areas that you can always see them. Because look, if you're being disciplined, if you're trying to exercise or to grow your discipline muscle without having a why or a reason for doing this, I'm telling you, you're on your way to burning out really quick. These small goals are going to help you out. These reasonings are going to help you out to maintain and to keep those disciplines and to keep the desire to keep moving forward. Look, will you be perfect? Absolutely not. Will you make mistakes? Absolutely. And that's and be okay with that. We're all going to slip and fall. But that's how personal development, that's how personal growth is earned. It's through making these mistakes. It's through failing. It's through not getting it done, not meeting what you wanted to get to meet. That's where the personal growth takes place. So don't get caught up in that. But what I want you to focus on is whatever your larger goals are, cut those, slice and dice them up. And write them down. Don't just set them and think about them. I want you to write them down. The goals, the people that write their goals down are way more effective than the ones that just think about it. When I ask people, you have your goals written down? Oh, no, but I know them. But that's not good enough. Because you're not thinking about that. That's not priority in your mind whenever you get slapped in the face. But when you had a bad day and you got to go to the refrigerator, go get that bucket of ice cream, guess what you're going to see? Your reasons and your why. staring you right there in the face to remind you, oh, wow, yeah, that's what I'm here for. That's what I just put through. I just went through that work for this reason. I just put in that time for this reason. So it stands and it acts as a daily reminder for each one of us. And the reminder is a creator. Now you're creating thoughts and not managing old thoughts. You're creating them. So when you see that, you're now saying, whatever is in there, this is going to replace that. Keep it simple, guys. Don't make this thing way more complex than it needs to be. Keep it simple. That's the key. Keep it simple. Any questions on that? Dude, I'm looking at all y'all faces. Y'all look like y'all tuned in. Well, good. So I hope this encourages all I got. I hope this encouraged you. I hope it motivated you. I see most of you have taken notes, which is awesome. Also, what I would like you to do before we jump off the call, because we had about 45 minutes and I don't want to hold you longer than that, is that, look, whatever notes that you take, whatever you learn, share it on Facebook. Inspire somebody else. You don't have to say it came from Nate. I don't need the credit. But whatever has inspired you, make sure you use your influence and share it with somebody else that follows you, because all of you guys are leaders and you're speaking to tons of people. So whatever principles you learned here, make sure you share it with somebody else. Make sure you encourage somebody else, because you know what? That's also going to encourage you. So if you need encouragement, go encourage somebody else. If you're looking for more discipline, help somebody else become more disciplined. Who cares if you mastered it or not? That's going to help encourage you and build your confidence, because we're not doing this for just ourselves. And I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for everybody else. But it also helps benefits me as well. And so I want to encourage you guys to also encourage other people about this. And if you're not on my Facebook page, go and like my Facebook page. If you're not part of the private group, go and get a part of the private group. Also, I'm going to start communicating through email. So if you're not subscribed to my website, go and subscribe to my website. I'm going to start doing a lot of that as well now that we're quarantined. So it's having me to communicate differently. So I want to encourage you guys to do that as well. But as I jump off of here, man, I want to encourage you guys, look, really focus and be intentional. Kick me off. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.